We have a new series, the Evil Dead Trilogy, and yes, I'm doing the remake from 2013, because I enjoyed it. I hope you're excited for this. I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. How's it going, everybody? As always, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. We have an awesome trilogy coming up this next couple weeks, but for now, let's just get right into the first film, shall we? The Evil Dead came out on October 15th, 1981, with a budget of a measly $350,000, which honestly sounds a lot more like the budgets from the films that we were listening to last couple weeks. From the 1930s and 40s. Those Universal films came $350,000. But that was also years before this film was made. The director is the same as the director and the writer for this film. Sam Raimi got a lot of success after this film as directing movies like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness from 2022. Also, the Tobey Maguire hit film Spider-Man from 2002, the second Spider-Man from 2004, and the third Spider-Man from 2007. All of those are really good films to me, and really, you can fight me about it. But other than that, when it comes to horror, he also directed Drag Me to Hell from 2009, which is a fun and over-the-top film if you are a fan of that sort of thing. I know I am. For writing, he did write a lot of the films that he directed, but also, for one, he was a creator for Xena Warrior Princess, which was on from 1995 to 2001. The summary for this comes from Cole Needham, and here we... Five friends are spending the weekend in a remote cabin in the woods. While investigating the cellar, they discover a tape and a decaying old book full of strange incantations. The tape is played and it unleashes powerful evil force from the forest that is determined to destroy every last one of them. Thank you, Cole, for the way that you said that. That was really well done. Reminder to send your summary to me on Facebook, Instagram, and you can email me at horrorspoop@gmail.com. And on Facebook and Instagram, if you could just follow Horrorspoop, that would be wonderful as well. Now on to the cast. We start this cast with a guy who is a reoccurring character in these films and also one of the best horror heroes in horror history. Bruce Campbell plays Ashley J. Williams and is also a badass dude who rose to the occasion to beat the crap out of some evil forces. You can also call him Ash. Most people who have watched this film go by that. You can also find Ash vs. the Evil Dead as a TV show starring Bruce Campbell. But other than that, Bruce Campbell is in some other cool movies like Bubba Hotep from 2002, Maniac Cop from 1988, and the sequel in 1990. Also, a film called Intruder from 1989. Go definitely check those films out. I might end up doing a Maniac Cop series in the future because I actually really enjoy those films. Next up, we have Ellen Sandwise, who plays Cheryl, and you can find her on things like Sundowners from 2019, so a pretty recent film. Also, Brutal Massacre, a comedy from 2007, which sounds awesome, and I need to check that out for sure. Next up is Richard Demenicor, who plays Scott. And then his filmography is some slim pickings, but he is in films like Stryker's War in 1980 and also Crime Wave in 1985. Next, we have Betsy Baker, who plays Linda. The actress did an impressive job in this film, and you can also find her in films like Word of Honor from 1981. Also, a horror film called Witch's Night from 2007. That also sounds fun, and I definitely need to check that out as well. But keeping it moving, we have Teresa Tilly, who plays Shelley. You can find her in Back in the Day from 2014, Stomping Ground from 2014, and My Error from 2015. Go and check those out. Now that we have talked about our cast, this is how I feel about this film. This is an awesome example of a film of how to put your passions into a project that not only fills you with joy, but also the viewers with joy. Not to mention, this film has kind of made itself an iconic status, which is really cool for something with such a small budget. Sam Raimi does a great job, and the acting and camera work is very impressive. The makeup is a little cheesy, I must say, and at times it is way over the top, but that makes me enjoy this film even more. I would say this film gets a bad reputation from critics and people who struggle to have imagination and just sit down and enjoy a fun ride. This is a film that I like to show people who are new to the genre. I believe cheesiness is a staple to the 80s, and you can agree with me or not, but I'm definitely there for the cheesiness because I love it. The camera work used angles that were considered odd for the time, but now are essential camera angles to really creep you out with. This film is rated a little lower for reasons that I kinda explained, with the cheesiness and also the lack of budget made the makeup a little less, good, I guess. I don't know how to explain that. But as a rating, 7 out of 10 is a nice rating that I'm sticking with. If you agree or disagree, let me know. Next up, we have some trivia and some taglines. I'm going to take a small break, and I'll be right back. See ya. And let's just get right into our trivia, shall we? The cabin used as the film set was also lodging for the 13 crew members, with several people sleeping in the same room. Living conditions were terrible, and the crew frequently argued. The cabin didn't have plumbing, so the actors went days without showering and fell ill frequently in the freezing weather. By the end of production, they were burning furniture to stay warm. Andy Granger, a friend of Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi, gave them this advice: "Fellas, no matter what you do, keep the blood running down the screen." They included the scene in the finished film where the blood runs down the projector screen as a tribute to him. So Andy Granger, thank you for giving them that advice. At the end of the principal shooting in Tennessee, the crew put together a little time capsule package and buried it inside the fireplace of the cabin as a memento of the production to whomever found it. The cabin has since been destroyed, and only the fireplace is still intact. So if anyone wants to destroy that fireplace, no, I'm just kidding, please do not do that. But that is really cool that they have a little time capsule included into that. The original script called for all of the characters to be smoking marijuana when they first listened to the tape. The actors decided to try this for real, and the entire scene had to be later reshot due to their uncontrollable behavior. So they were probably just laughing and going crazy the entire time, which I actually think would have been really fun to watch. Bruce Campbell put his family's property in northern Michigan as collateral so that Sam Raimi not only could finish the film, but could also blow it up to 35mm film, which was required for a theatrical release. Sam Raimi was so grateful for his financial contribution that he credited him as co-producer, which was very nice of Sam Raimi, but was also very nice of Bruce Campbell as well. The blood is a combination of Karo syrup, non-dairy creamer, and red food coloring. At one point, Bruce Campbell's shirt that he wears in the film was so saturated with fake blood that after drying it by the fire, the shirt became solidified and broke when he tried to put it back on. After completing principal photography in the winter of 1979 and 1980, most of the actors left the production. However, there was still much of the filming to be completed. Most of the second half of the film features Bruce Campbell and various stand-ins, or fake shimps, to replace the actors who left. In his autobiography, Bruce Campbell describes the film's production as a comedy of errors and 12 weeks of mirthless exercise and agony. At the end of a normal day of shooting, Bruce Campbell would return home in the back of a pickup truck because he was covered in so much fake blood. And I would probably say I would too. Take me home in the back of a pickup because the inside of my car does not look fitting for a murder scene. But I digress. Director Sam Raimi and star Bruce Campbell were friends from high school. They made Super 8 films together, and they often collaborated as with Sam's brother, Ted Raimi. Campbell became an actor of the group, and he was one that the girls wanted to look at. So that is why you would always see him on film. The film's first cut ran at 117 minutes, which Bruce Campbell called an impressive achievement in the light of a 65-minute length of a screenplay. It was then edited down to a more marketable 85 minutes. The original version was conceived as a horror drama with an occasional joke to bring some levity, and would focus on the terror that made into the final product, but also the tragedy of Ash slowly losing his friends and his guilt for not being able to save them. After watching the first cut, Raimi, Campbell, and Tappert agreed that the film is already grim enough, and they trimmed it to more of a straight horror film. In an interview, Betsy Baker said that she learned that the producers were interested in having her star in a horror movie. She was so suspicious, she would only meet them in public restaurants. And here is one more break. We'll be right back. And we are back and ready for a couple more trivia pieces for you. The whistling, wind echoing sound that you hear in the film was actually recorded by Sam Raimi one night when he was woken up by the wind outside of his bedroom window, which is actually really freaking cool. And then lastly, when they weren't shooting, Bruce Campbell would actually help the crew by setting up shots and camera angles and also moving props around. He was more of a film man and not much of just an actor, by saying that he went out of his way to try to make the best film possible. All right, so on with the taglines. As always, please follow this podcast. Please let your friends know. Here are some taglines from 1981's The Evil Dead. So the first one is, they got up on the wrong side of the grave. Scream as your nightmares come true. Can they be stopped? And the ultimate experience in grueling terror, Evil Dead. Tell me what you thought about those taglines. I'm actually not too impressed by those taglines, but this is an iconic film, so we got to love those taglines. So anyway, I hope you're excited for the rest of this series. On to Evil Dead 2 next week. And then we will be going and doing the Army of Darkness. And then after that, we will be doing the remake from 2013 of The Evil Dead, because I think it was incredibly done and I would like to talk to you about it. Again, go ahead and like Horror Spoop socials on Facebook and Instagram. Go ahead and follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening. Make sure to rate this podcast and also tell your friends about this podcast. I will see you around. This is Eric Lewis. This is Horror Spoop, and I hope you have a good week. Thank you for listening to this little here podcast. Make sure to follow this podcast, rate this podcast, and also tell your friends about this podcast. This is Horror Spoop.